From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now at 6, history being made in our nation's capital today on the Supreme Court.
It is an honor, the honor of a lifetime, for me to have this chance to join the court.
How the swearing-in of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will change the court.
Plus, the fate of the A's in Oakland might rest in a meeting today. The big vote just hours away on the Howard Terminal project.
And heated moments at an Oakland school board meeting, what members eventually decided on for those school closures.
And if you're traveling this 4th of July weekend, make sure you have some patience with you. Travel experts say expect delays. I'm Justin Andrews. I'll explain coming up next.
Good morning to you. It is Thursday, June 30th. I'm Lynn Keese.
And I'm Amanda Stern. Tina, we're going to get a check on our weather this morning with First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch. It needs to be a good day because it's our last day with our Lynn Keese.
Let's make it good, Jess.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Now the pressure's on.
Pressure is on.
You know what? It's okay. I'm starting off with a beautiful live look for Lynn's last day. This is a live look over the Santa Clara Valley. Look how stunning this is. It's like heavenly right now.
I like what is
that marine layer just saying goodbye to Lynn as he moves his way off into hurricane land. It's okay, though. We're going to miss you, Lynn. As we take a live look underneath that marine layer, though, look how gloomy it is as we wake up this morning. A very foggy start to our day today in the Bay Area. And as we even extend off into our inland areas, you still see a little bit of that marine layer left over. So what's going on? Well, I'll break down the science in a second. However, let's take a look at daytime highs today. Concord's only getting up to 80 degrees this afternoon, 63 in San Francisco, Oakland 67. You can see we're below average no matter where we live in the Bay. And that's all thanks to low pressure diving its way in from the Gulf of Alaska. That'll trough its way into our coastline as we extend into this weekend's forecast, cooling us off just in time for 4th of July. Some people like that. Some people don't. I know people are wondering, is it going to be cloudy? Is it going to be foggy for the 4th of July fireworks? And we'll talk more about that coming up in the full forecast in just a bit. But for now, I'm going to send it over to Ann.
All right. Yeah, we do have a traffic alert right now on that crash that we have been tracking in the East Bay. This is in Castro Valley, 580 westbound just before Palo Verde Road. Left lanes are blocked. Expect some big delays. Crews are working to get that cleared right now. Taking a look at your mass transit options this morning. Everything is going along smoothly. And a quick check at your bridge travel times. 19 minutes from 37 to the Golden Gate Bridge. 9 minutes from the MacArthur Maze into the city. And 12 minutes from 880 to 101 on that San Mateo Bridge. Amanda.
And thanks. A live look now at our local airports where traffic is ramping up heading into the holiday weekend.
And with that busy weekend comes the warnings. Travel experts are telling everyone to expect delays. Justin Andrews is live at SFO right now. Justin, not the news that travelers want to hear, and they're pretty worried about this.
Yeah, think about it. It was just last weekend, 2,000 flights were canceled, and a lot of people were upset about it. Now this morning, about 68,000 passengers are expected to flood SFO. We're seeing that number slowly rise as we move into the morning hours here. And these flyers, though, they expected to come out again on tomorrow with that same number. But possible cancellations certainly top of mind for these travelers, and we can understand why.
Notification that our flight is delayed, and so basically we're going to miss our second flight. So we're trying to see if we can get another flight, but it doesn't look like we can.
And we all know this, the holiday falls on a Monday this year, which turns the holiday into essentially a 3-day holiday weekend. Transportation analysts say that's why we're expecting an increase of travelers. Several days ago, as I mentioned, airports across the country had canceled flights and delays, leaving flyers frustrated. And experts say airlines are giving pitiful performances in their operations.
It's going to be tough. So we've had pretty poor operations from the airlines this whole summer so far. But now you're at a holiday weekend.
All right, so Delta is already expecting some delays, so they're letting flyers cancel or kind of change flights for free. So that's certainly good news for a lot of the travelers who are keeping their fingers crossed that their flights are not delayed or canceled. I'll send it back to you guys.
All right, yeah, crossing our fingers for all the folks traveling today. Thank you, Justin. Time now for a look at this morning's top stories. History being made on the Supreme Court today. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is set to be sworn in as the first black female justice as Justice Stephen Breyer officially retires. Breyer has been consistently a liberal voice on the court for 28 years. He told President Biden his plans back in January, but said he wanted to wait until the court delivered its final two rulings of the term. Judge Jackson will be sworn in at noon. And a live look at Oakland, where the school board is pushing forward with its plan to close multiple schools in the district.
The motion is not agreed to. Okay. Thank you.
Tense meeting there. The board voted against a plan presented by parents that would have allowed some of the schools to stay open Wednesday night. After the vote, an upset parent, as you saw there, took to the stage, prompting the board to call a recess. The board has been under heavy pressure from community members to save seven schools set to close to offset declining enrollment. Critics claim the cuts unfairly target neighborhoods of color. Staying in Oakland now, a key state agency is expected to vote today on whether the A's can move forward with their plan to build a waterfront ballpark. The San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission is expected to weigh in on whether to approve the A's request to move or to remove Howard Terminal's 56 acres from port designation. Now, the A's need a two-thirds vote in their favor before they can submit a permit application to the commission. Without a yes vote, the A's project could die. That's a look at this morning's top stories. Amanda.
Well, thanks. Well, new details this morning on the deadly police crash that killed an innocent bystander in Oakland. On Monday, the two officers involved were put on administrative leave, and now the Oakland Police Department says the officers are being accused of serious misconduct. In a press conference late yesterday afternoon, Chief Laron Armstrong said the officers have been stripped of their police powers and possibly facing criminal charges. Armstrong says investigators are looking into whether the officers violated department policy when they pursued a car that was leaving a sideshow. The driver of the car fled and eventually crashed, killing one person and injuring three others.
The department has identified several areas in this investigation that are seriously concerning.
The chief said both officers under investigation have only been on the force for about a year and a half. The Alameda County District Attorney's Office is also investigating this case, which is standard when there is a loss of life.
Bay Area volunteers are going under the radar to help women traveling here for abortions. Roughly half of U.S. states are expected to ban abortions after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. Now, volunteers in the Bay Area and California are mobilizing. KPIX 5's Lauren Toms has more from Burlingame to explain how they're using a code to offer help and support.
Women are banding together to offer help for those who travel from out of state to California to get an abortion, all while staying under the radar. Thousands of women have taken to social media to offer support for women who need to go camping. References of camping are flooding social media, offering resources and aid, but not to conquer the great outdoors.
When she was posting it, it was like, excellent. Yes, I know exactly what she's talking about.
In this case, camping is code for an abortion. And Shari Crother says the code is directed towards women seeking an abortion from out of state.
Unfortunately, we have to be cryptic.
In the days following the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade, Shari posted a coded message on Facebook.
So I love camping. If you want to camp in Northern California, I am 8 minutes from the airport, and we have various campsites we can look into. They have all sorts of campgrounds that they can recommend, and also, too, is that they have tents, and they have flashlights, and they have all sorts of other camping gear.
And what are those in reference to?
Bedding. Transportation.
Shari is just one of thousands of women who have cryptically offered to help.
I know darn well what I'm posting, and I'm not dumb on that, and I think a lot of my friends who feel very strongly about this issue know it and are willing to, at this point in their lives, preserve that right for women and to also fight for other women that can't fight for themselves.
For Shari, the effort is personal.
I can't sit back and do nothing, you know. It's also, you know what, it's important for my daughter and my daughter if she has children.
She says she knows the need to offer women's health resources will continue longer than she hopes.
It's not fair. It's just not fair.
But we'll do whatever she can to help.
We're willing to put our lives on the line, legally and financially, to help those that need the help.
Now, we did speak with the president of the California Family Council, Jonathan Keller, who told us that he believes we can offer better options to expectant mothers than free abortions, courtesy of California taxpayers. In San Mateo, I'm Lauren Toms, KPIX 5.
California will not cover any travel expenses for women seeking the procedure from out of state, a decision that surprised some abortion rights advocates. The new state budget includes $20 million for a fund to pay airfare, lodging, and meals for people seeking abortions, but it's only for women who live in California. Governor Gavin Newsom's office says he would rather focus on expanding the state's existing abortion services.